You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Welcome to another edition of Off the Rails. Tonight, joining me once again, it's been a while, Jiffy Wild is here.
Thank you.
Jiffy.
Hey, how are
buddy?
You?
If you guys, this is, I think, the first time you've done it without video, and you dressed accordingly for no video.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe what's going on right now?
Well, I got home from work with Chelsea lately, and I changed because I was
into
coming.
That.
I changed into this, and my wife stopped me, and she's like, wait, you're going over to Josh's like that? I said, well, yeah. And she goes, well, I guess you're right. Josh, of all people, doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I really don't. And for me, it looks very comfortable.
Track pants.
Yep. The shirt you're wearing, though, has the biggest rip in it that I don't know, like, I mean, and I know, like, I know why you wore it. It's just to prove to me that you're strong enough.
I'm bulking up.
Yeah, you're bulking
up. It's ripped from the armpits down on both sides.
It's just from all those pull-ups you do. You lat ripped it.
It's a lat, yeah.
You lat ripped him.
Right where my lats are.
Or should be. Right where, theoretically, would go.
Where a man's lats would be.
So, theoretically, yeah. No. You played your Mega Millions today. Jiffy came in.
All hopped up.
So tell me what the guy.
Okay, this is what happened. So Mega Millions is, and I don't know what it is now, but it was $650 million, $636 million. I stopped at 7-Eleven right before coming over to hear Josh's house, and the guy, you know, I said, "Can I get a Mega Millions?" And he goes, "How many? How many?" I'm like, "I don't know, 5 or 10." He goes, "Well, tell me 5 or 10. Hurry, hurry!" And I was like, "What's this big deal?" You know, I'm like, "Just give me 5." He pulls 5 out of the machine really quick. I got a ticket with. And then he goes, "Oh, no more. It takes no more. It's closed out. Like, you have the very last, you got it in the last second. Like, 3 seconds after I got my ticket, it closed. No one can buy tickets anymore."
Did that, now let me ask you something. And I know, look, they said that you have a better chance of getting murdered than winning this. Did you, you have a better chance of walking outside right now and getting murdered than you do of winning this.
Right.
So, but did you, because he said, "Oh, closed, you are very lucky." Did
yes,
this is exactly how
it happens.
Yes, this is how it happens.
Because when I'm on the news, the local news,
right, it's a great story.
I go, "So anyways, I was like 5 or 10, I don't know, 5, whatever." And then he's like, "You're very lucky."
Now, to cap it off, tell everybody out of the 5 that you, because you got 5 combinations, tell everybody out of the 5 combinations, how many numbers out of those 5 matched the actual numbers?
Well, 0.
You don't have one number on your ticket anywhere that matches the 5. So apparently you would not be very lucky.
Well, actually, apparently, I like to measure my luck in things that aren't material, like money. I'm going home to a lovely wife and kids, and I do feel like I'm very lucky. I think that's what he was talking about.
Wow.
Christmas spirit.
Listen, by the way, if you can trick yourself into believing that, you really are. Yeah, I mean, that would be great if everything happened to you. I'm actually very lucky. You just get a speeding ticket. Very lucky, though, because I'm speeding home to my beautiful wife and kids.
Au contraire, officer. I'm very lucky.
Very lucky. Very lucky.
Michael, zoom, zoom in my car. I'm very lucky.
My car is fast enough to speed. I'm very lucky. How are you two beautiful kids? Good?
Good. 4 years in one and about 4 months is the other one.
Your son that you put on pictures on Instagram all the time looks basically like a mini you.
Yeah, he's handsome, huh?
Yep.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm trying to say. Trying to say it's exceedingly
handsome.
Yeah,
he gets that all the time.
Does he still have an obsession with Angry Birds?
No, because we took the iPad, we took all video games away from him.
Do you feel like that's a Christmas miracle, or the Christmas miracle that the story I just read, and I'm sure it'll be disproved tomorrow or the next day, and let's just think of this. Let's talk about it hypothetically now, because TMZ, I'm looking at it right now. On a radio show on Power 106 in LA today, Justin Bieber said that after his next album drops, he's retiring. Now, there's no way he's actually retiring. But if he retired, if he retired, okay, do you think that 15 years from now, Justin Bieber is any different than, do you know who Leif Garrett is?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think how it ends for Justin Bieber is any different than Leif Garrett? Do you think, like, just like every other new kids on the block or whatever, the fans grow up and it's over?
Why would history not repeat itself? Of course I think that.
Has anybody ever been bigger than Justin Bieber? Here's the thing with social media. Does it change with social media?
Yeah, I think you get bigger and hotter faster.
Yeah.
And I think you get forgotten faster. I mean, I think if he's smart, which I'm not sure if he is, he'll segue into, you know.
Into what? What do you segue into?
Let's talk. We're talking from the fantasy, yes, hypothetical great world that he's actually retiring, right?
Okay.
Let's say he actually retires. He could segue it into something.
Producing.
I think because he tried acting. I think, to be honest, he wasn't that great.
Well, it's hard when you won't take off your sunglasses. Really hard to hard to blend into any role. Like, take off your... No? Okay.
Justin, we're at a funeral. Yeah, I'm crying underneath. I'm really,
these are my crying shades, man. Yeah, if you won't put on your shirt or take off your glasses, it's hard. Unless you're doing the Vanilla Ice story on VH1, I think you're pretty much stuck.
Which I think if he retires, he'll be
Vanilla Ice.
He'll be running like an AC business out of Phoenix or something. You know, fixing people's air conditioners and that kind of thing. You know,
Here's the thing: because you're in it, and because it's so amplified now, I just don't know if he's going to go away as much as Vanilla Ice did.
He won't. And unfortunately, I mean, I also feel like, did people make less money then, or did they just burn through it faster? Because
are you talking about Leif Garrett?
Like Vanilla Ice MC money. Hammer, all these people that just like... Justin Bieber would have to really try to go broke, wouldn't
he?
Yeah,
but I think here's what happened with Vanilla Ice. And Hammer, when Hammer was broke, look, when rich people go bankrupt, that's different than when we go bankrupt. That dude still has money. Vanilla Ice has money. But what happened was, you know, when you did your first contract, you know, as a musician, they didn't make a whole lot of dough, man.
Had a contract.
Right. But they didn't make on that first contract, they didn't make a whole lot of money.
Right.
So I think maybe... I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, he rolls pretty deep with his crew. Did you see him get roasted by Chris D'Elia at the Laugh Factory?
No, I saw that and I didn't click on it, but it seemed fitting.
I got to tell you, man, like,
here's my question about that. Maybe you know, because as a stand-up, do you think D'Elia was on stage and then he just said, wait, holy shit, that's Justin Bieber over there?
No,
and they started roasting him? Or,
no.
Or is it just like he knew?
No, it was clear that they know each other and that he came on stage. But I think that we have more talent than Justin Bieber, and we're going to prove it right now. We should play one of our two smash hits. Guys, and for those of you who haven't, don't know anything about Jiffy and I have a band called the Wild Wolf Band. And
tell them why it's called the Wild Wolf Band.
Because your last name is Wild and my last name is Wolf.
Pretty creative.
Yep, pretty good. We're pretty spot on. And when we go on the road together, we do a lot of songs. We do a lot of improv songs. Some of you guys tweeted in some suggestions of what you wanted us to improv song about. But tonight we're going to play one of our surefired smash hits, which I think has at least 3,000 YouTube. Is it more than 3,000?
I think we're like at 5,000.
I think you're at 5,000?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
It's a bona fide, like...
It's a bona fide...
Platinum.
Yeah, platinum, no. It's horrible. But especially when you consider, like, I saw a cat video today that had 27 million hits. So we got to really cat video this thing up. But I will tell you, people who listen to it really like it. We're going to play Hangover for you.
It's called The Hangover. And
know that we haven't played together in...
The band just got back together.
Yeah. Yeah, the band's been on hiatus. But just so you know, guys, after this, there are a couple things, and you can pick, Jiffy, the things that I want to talk to you about. One, it's coming out that weed, THC, is actually good for your skin. Not the smoking of it, but the THC. So the edible stuff it's good for the skin. We can talk about that. We can talk about a guy who passed out and woke up with a shot glass in his asshole. Talk about a cancer patient who was wearing a little knit cap into Morton's Steakhouse, and he put it on because his head was cold after chemotherapy, and they asked him to leave because Morton's would not let him wear headwear. And the other thing I want to talk to you about, there's a whole list of things that women think are hot but men don't. So you can pick any of those, man. These are all things that I wouldn't mind getting into a little bit.
I like that. We can sink our teeth into that.
Yeah. You want to do the women and men thing after?
Sure.
All right, buddy. Well, let's start up our... Guys, this is Wild Wolf Band. This is Hungover.
Don't adjust your headphones. It sounds this good.
Turn it up to 11.
I woke up this morning
and it was 1:30.
But that's not even the morning.
It is if you had fun.
All of that tequila
really ended up bad.
We got so drunk
and I think I peed in a cab.
I'm so fucking hungover.
Ooh, my teeth hurt.
I'm so fucking hungover.
This isn't even my shirt.
I'm so fucking hungover.
Please bury me in the dirt.
I'm so fucking hungover.
And ouchie, 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 ouch.
I put on my flip-flops
and some dirty sweats.
I hope I don't have to talk to anyone.
I've got asshole breath.
Ooh, yeah, I know what I need
to feel better real soon.
But the biggest load of bullshit is
I can't get an Egg McMuffin at noon.
An Egg McMuffin at noon.
I want an Egg McMuffin.
Beer and late night chicken fingers
really make you poop.
How would you even know that?
'Cause I crashed in your room.
I thought I cuddled with a pillow all night.
That's what we'll tell our friends.
Do you need to talk about it?
Never, ever, 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 ever again. I'm so fucking hungover. Oh, my teeth hurt.
I'm so fucking hungover.
This isn't even my shirt.
I'm so fucking hungover.
And please bury me in the dirt.
'Cause I'm so fucking hungover.
Ouchie, 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 ouch. Buddy,
look at him.
Like we never stopped playing. I think we got all the words right. I think maybe one thing that we got.
I messed up a couple chords,
and I think we changed that last chorus to "I'm so fucking hungover."
Yes, you changed it.
Yeah, these aren't even my shoes. I'm so fucking hungover. The only thing that'll help is more boo-boos. Something like that.
Well. I mean, obviously, the listeners know it would have been a much different experience had Josh sung the right song.
Yeah, I think. So, Jeff, I got to tell you, like, we have tried over and over again. I mean, you are obviously very busy writing on the hit television show Chelsea Lately, but we have tried over and over again to get the band back together. And I think we should shoot another video. It's what I think.
I would love to. I mean, I'm down. I've been a little bit out of sorts because of a baby came into my life.
Yeah.
But I think I'm back. She's, you know.
She's ready. She's ready for you to leave already?
Yeah, she's sick of her dad.
She's ready? You told me today, by the way, that you had a good time on the round table tonight, the Chelsea Lady round table.
I had fun on the round table tonight. Yeah, I was on with Lonnie Love and Ryan Stout. And
anything fun did you guys talk about?
We talked about the NSA, how apparently it's unconstitutional for them to be listening to everybody's phone calls.
Yeah. Where do you stand on that?
You know, like, I kind of don't give a shit. Like, maybe that seems so, like, un-American to me, you know?
Do you know why you don't give a shit? Because you're not talking about anything on the phone. Most of us who don't give a shit, and I'm with you. What am I talking on the phone that they fucking are going to give one shit about?
Exactly. I mean, and then, but they say, you know, well, it's not the principle that they can. Yeah. It's like, still, I don't care. Listen, like, if you can catch a couple terrors because you listen to phone calls, great. Godspeed.
Yeah.
At least you don't have to hear my wife call me when I'm at Trader Joe's and give me the drugs. Like, you can listen to that all fucking day you want.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know that I'm dropping off some weed for somebody? Meet you there. I doubt you care. Like, for me, that's the thing, is that they are lit. That's why I don't care. I'm with you also. Do people care?
Well, I mean, I think, like,
You know who cares? You know who really cares? Criminals.
Criminals really
care a lot.
Or stupid people, I think. I think they're like, oh, you know, like, because the judge was like, it may violate your Fourth Amendment, you know? People hold that so, well, it violates my Fourth Amendment. Like, it's like, more people in this country, I guarantee, know more about what's inside the combo meal of the number four at McDonald's than the Fourth Amendment. Like, they don't know what that means. No. Oh, but this violates my Constitution? I'm pissed off.
By the way, I go back to that, like, too. Like, you know, when you take things word for word from something that was written hundreds of years ago, when you don't change and you try to adhere to that document that was written hundreds of years ago, right? Like, when you say right to bear arms, and look, I do believe if people think they need a handgun to protect their house or person, their family, or if they want a rifle because they hunt, that's cool. But here's the thing, like, when they said right to bear arms, they were talking about muskets. They weren't talking about things that you could fucking hold a trigger down and 100 rounds would come out in 2 seconds. Do you know what I mean? And the reason you had a right to bear arms is because the government could come and take your fucking house. So they were like, you better arm up just in case the government wants to come. Like, none of that shit is happening now. So I agree, but I'm with you. Like, people stick to those exact words. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, maybe, and look, I don't need the angry tweets in Facebook. I think the Constitution is an amazing piece of paper. And I think it really is something that makes us unique and different as a country. And the spirit of it is what makes us great. But to go word for word, I mean, I've always said this. If it was rewritten today, it would be different. I mean, there'd be something in there about free Wi-Fi, because we all want free Wi-Fi, right? I mean, I think more of us would go to the streets and be like, we the people want free Wi-Fi. Like, what?
Fuck free speech. Yeah. Amendment one.
Amendment one. Listen, I don't need the speech. I just need the Wi-Fi. And you know what? You know what else? I need whatever cable company I have to carry all of the all of the stations. I don't know why some of them get some other, like,
Pac-12. I don't get the Pac-12 network at my house. I'm in LA and I can't watch like a USC game sometimes.
It's terrible. Sports blackouts, fucking hate them. And I think in the Constitution, there should only be allowed to have two Real Housewives shows on at one time. And I don't think you can do more than two. I don't think you should be able to do the OC, Beverly Hills, Atlanta, and New York, because I think those people are horrible. I think they're horrible, horrible, horrible fame whores.
You hear that, Washington, D.C.?
I don't think the people in Washington, D.C. are horrible. I think that the Real Housewives shows is...
No, I'm saying, do you hear... Josh is giving you legislation here.
Yes, yeah.
To start writing it down.
And start making weed legal. I mean...
Well, it is. That tsunami of green is coming in. I mean, it's like...
I think so. I found another benefit for weed. THC is an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant, and it has potential anti-aging properties. How about that? Now, listen, if you smoke it, it's not great because the smoke itself ages you. But if you eat it or you do the vaporizer, makes you younger and happier. I mean, it is truly the fount of youth. It is those little Chiba Chews that I eat. Those little
every time I'm on the road with you, you give me a little bit of that.
Oh, last week I gave Sarah a little something that twisted her brain. Oh. It was like a little gummy bear. It's so good, dude.
Although, the gummy bears. I'm hearing bad things about the gummy bears.
Bad?
One of the editors on the show came down to the Christmas to the Chelsea Lady Christmas party, and apparently he ate a couple too many gummy bears.
Oh, those will send you.
And I won't say names, but he's the Asian editor.
Yes. No.
And, yes, and apparently he was just like couldn't
focus,
couldn't talk. Like, so he would just stand there, and like someone would be like, "Yeah, so pretty cool party," and he would just go.
I didn't know he did that.
He would just laugh, couldn't say anything. And he was only at the party for like 10 minutes because he just couldn't function.
Okay, it is a, such a tingly niceness that comes over you. But I will tell you, the first time I had some, I ate a little too much. And I was not expecting that drive home.
I bet you have a really good tolerance.
My tolerance is pretty decent. Yeah, I'm not bad.
Like, I bet it takes a lot for you to be like, whoa.
Yes. Yeah. Like sometimes, like people go, "How much are you eating?" I go, "Don't judge. Don't." I mean, listen. That's like, it's like asking a professional boxer, "How many times can you get punched in the face?" I get hit 300 times every night. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could probably get hit twice. Yeah, so right. I can definitely.
But you gave me Chiba Cheese ones.
Yep.
And I guess I maybe ate a little too much because, like, the next thing I knew, I was in my closet with the door closed playing acoustic guitar on the floor. Like, yeah, that was normal.
By the way, that is a little too... Yeah, not may have. You did. Here's how I know I gave my brother and he ate too much. He texted me 3 hours later with his vital signs. Blood pressure... heart rate. he texts me these numbers, and I go, I just texted him back, "What are those?" And he goes, "Those are my vitals."
I'm laughing so hard because I don't believe that. I mean, don't
I know.
Not, I've been to CVS when I've been stoned before to the, you know, the little free blood pressure machine. I'm just assuming, like, if my blood pressure is okay, I'm not going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but I'm, like, telling myself, like, I, you know, I go over there, I'm like, if my blood pressure is, like, over, like, a certain amount, I'm just going straight to the hospital. So, like, I just go, you know.
What was that number, just out of curiosity?
Well, it tells you on the thing.
Right, if
it says,
you're gonna
like,
die.
Hypertension or I don't know what it is, but it's never been, like.
But you had to wean yourself off of WebMD.
Oh, WebMD is, right? I mean, I have terrible anxiety and hypochondria. Like,
So have you, because you do indulge in weed, so does it get you every time? Does it make you nervous? Or just that, like, when you get a little too into it?
You know what? Like, I haven't even, like, I don't know. I mean,
I gotta tell you, it took one day, right, for me to go... To all that anxiety, one night I maybe get a little too high. And then when my brain finally convinced me, man, you can't die. And I was like, really? And my brain was like, yeah, you can't die. This is just the ride. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, but see, you have like a cool guy in your brain. It's like, man, you can't. I have a guy in my brain who's like, dude, go to WebMD. You can totally fucking die, man. I'm serious. Google it. Snopes it. We can kill you, bro. Like, that's my guy.
We have different guys in our brain.
We have different guys.
I picture my guy in my brain just sitting on a lounge chair like, man. What is, just relax, man.
My guy's on an exercise bike. Like, just freaking out. I can't get off this thing, man.
That's funny. It just took me one night for that to happen, and it was good.
And then from then on, you just never freaked out again?
No. I got to tell you, I freak out sometimes more if I get really drunk. My blood pressure goes when I lay down at night. I can't sleep after I'm really drunk. You know,
that's like a normal thing. I think people have trouble sleeping when they drink. Yeah,
really?
It's not a good for your sleep.
No, I can't sleep at all. I mean, it's a rough night. Although I will tell you, when I drink tequila and just tequila, it's a good night.
My mother-in-law, who's half Mexican, she like swears by tequila as being like antioxidant.
Yes.
Like it can, like, I've, when she's that. Cold, it has a cold, she drinks tequila. It's supposed to like be the heal all.
Her tequila is like my dad's duct tape. my dad, what's that? What's going on with the car? You got to get some duct tape out there. What?
Door fell off? Yeah. No problem.
It's just needs some duct tape. That's all it is. What's going on? The turkey for Thanksgiving is not moist enough. Put some, wrap it in duct tape. It'll keep the moisture in there. I mean, my dad is a interesting guy. Last week, I told a story about how he hit a possum over the head with a shovel and threw it out of our house. But he was an interesting guy, you know. And I kind of touched on a story about how, you know, he he's much better at fixing things than I am. But he had to teach himself. Like, are you good at that stuff?
I'm pretty good fix it.
You pretty good fix it?
Yeah, I'm pretty good fix it.
Electrical and plumbing, or just like, or more like a shelf or like
Oh, no, I'm talking like, yeah, like a wobbly chair.
Okay, yeah. Well, my dad basically taught himself wobbly chair. He'll do anything but electricity.
Electricity, but,
You don't fuck with that. I've seen one guy, seriously, oh my God. In college, I went back to my friend's house, and his father was like, it was this time of year, and he was fucking with the Christmas lights on a ladder. And his wife was like, maybe you should get somebody to help you. And he was like, stop! I got my house! I got this! I put these lights up! I can fix these lights! And he's screaming at her, it's my house! And then you hear, pop! It was like a pop, and it shot him off the ladder.
Oh, shit.
Outside, shot him off the ladder, and he landed basically like a snow angel in the middle of the yard. But it shot him maybe 10 feet, just pop, and he went, whew. And we were all like, oh, my God, and he landed flat.
I didn't put up Christmas lights on my house this year because of a story similar to that I heard from my neighbor, who lives a few houses down from me,
yeah.
His immediate next-door neighbors. He said, the couple who used to live in the house next door to me, the husband was exactly like that, up on the ladder, putting the Christmas lights in. Something happens. He falls back, dies.
Dies?
Dies. Up Christmas lights.
Yeah, your story is way worse than mine.
It's. I mean, yeah, your guy made a snow angel.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel...
Your guy made a real angel.
So
wait, like, is that wrong? Too soon?
I don't know when this happened, so maybe it's
maybe
perfect
not,
timing.
Maybe not too soon.
But yeah. that story, I was like, oh my God, like I could die putting up fucking... So I didn't put Christmas lights on any part of the high parts of my house, but what I did was I put... I have a few trees in my front yard, so I wrapped the shit out of the trunks, like all the way up the trees. And then I realized after I was done... I put the wrong end at the bottom. So where I brought the cord, it was two females. I'm like, fuck. So instead of just like undoing it all, I just never plugged them in. So right now I have all these lights in my trees that just have not...
You never plugged them in?
I just never plugged them in. So my trees are all lit up and just like...
You didn't just run it up the top?
No, because then it's like, I mean, I guess I could have, but... I was just like so like disappointed in myself. I was just like, this is so stupid, you know. Like, so it's just like I just no Christmas lights this year.
But you went bah humbug.
I was just like I said, it just like I was upset, and my wife said the same thing. Just run the extension cord to the top of the tree. I said, but that's not how God intended these Christmas lights to be. Like,
well, they didn't. Definitely didn't intend them to be up there with no light, not on at all. I mean, they are lights.
Well, maybe. And then now it's like too late. You know, it's like too late in the season. Like all of a sudden, I light them up and they're like, oh, the wild's finally lit up. Oh, shit. Like,
let me ask you, because your son is 4. What age do you tell? If he, say, nobody tells him before you and he could go to 21. What age do you tell him Santa is real? And do you do Santa, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny all at the same time? I feel like the Easter Bunny.
That's a rough day. I remember that being like a domino effect when I was a kid.
I think the Easter Bunny you figured out by yourself.
But
the Easter Bunny,
Santa?
I feel like kind of went first.
I never gave a shit about the Tooth Fairy either.
Did you get money?
Not really. I don't remember anything about the Tooth Fairy. Santa, I held on to for a long time.
We didn't get money for Tooth Fairy. We didn't have any money.
But that's a good reason not to get money.
Yeah, we were.
We had 5 kids, so I think my parents just couldn't keep track when we lost it.
Right.
You know, like they had money, but it's like, oh, you lost a tooth last week? Like, oh, you know.
So what age for Benny? And are you going to sit him down, or are you preferring that somebody else tells him and he asks you?
You know, that's exactly how it happened for me. I was a little late blooming. Like, 17. I really...
You just...
This was like 4 weeks ago, so...
You just come back from calculus class, and you're like...
I was probably in second grade, and my buddy told me Santa's not real.
That's 7 like, years old?
No.
Second grade? 8?
Yeah, maybe in there.
That doesn't seem too late.
Well, he told me, and I was like, you're so crazy, you're not going to get presents. You're talking like that. And so he's like, no, Mom, tell him. And his mom turns around and says, well...
His
mom goes, I think your parents give you gifts because they love you. And I was like, oh, well, she didn't say Santa's not real.
Right.
So that night I went home and I just kept asking my dad, like, what's the deal with Santa? Is he real? he just like never answered me. Like I kept asking and he just kept like turning around, like putting his back towards me. Like he was just like doing anything but like acknowledging my question. And I was like, well, I guess that's the fucking answer.
Let me just say, first of all, I have a couple things to say about that story. One, not up to your friend's mom to tell you about Santa.
How do you handle that? If you're, if you had a 7 or 8 year old kid and they said, dad, tell him.
You say, you know what? He's going to have to ask his parents about that.
Which isn't an answer in itself.
No, not at 7. It's not. And the other thing, I'm upset with your dad that he just dealt with it by ignoring you. He basically dealt with that by not dealing with you at all.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, God. I'll talk about my therapist.
I remember for Jacob, Easter Bunny went first. Tooth Fairy came when he saw me putting money under his pillow. And I basically asked him, do you care where the money comes from? He was like, no. But Santa, he hung on to for a little bit. Yeah, and you know, I'm Jewish, so I was very, and you know, I was single for a while, and I was very cognizant that, look, Christmas is so much more fun than Hanukkah. The parties are better. The songs are better. Every Hanukkah song is like a death march. Bah, bah, bah. It's just depressing. And Christmas songs are fun, and famous people sing them. You know, who sing, you know, Tony Bennett isn't singing the best Hanukkah songs.
Dreidel,
you know.
Dreidel, dreidel. Yeah, dreidel. Yeah,
he's not. Mel Torme never did it.
Question about Jewish kids. Did you know from day one that Santa wasn't real then?
Yes.
Like you never thought he was real?
No.
See, I had Jewish friends. Why didn't they just like tell me one day? Like, do you think their Jewish parents tell their kids, like, listen, the Christian kids are a little, they believe in this guy, but just don't tell them.
No, like, maybe I did, but I don't think so. Santa was just never really a part of my growing up.
But how is he not? He's everywhere.
I guess. But look, you know, when we were growing up, it's not as commercialized. Like, things weren't everywhere. It's overload now. I mean, there's no getting around it. But plus, like, look, I mean, I was a little jealous that I was not Christian because you guys looked like you were having so much fun. It was festive.
We were.
And Christmas was better. All the presents.
Way better.
So many. And for Hanukkah, you had to light the lights and you got to say the. And the thing that you're saying it in Hebrew and I couldn't read it or what the fuck that means. Hakanaka. And so I was, it was boring.
But you guys run Hollywood, so. You get
yes.
That. Christmas is better for us.
Yeah, that's actually why you're here tonight. I'm. They told me to tell you you're fired from Hollywood. So that's why
I didn't know I was ever hired.
I remember one day. Okay, my daughter told my oldest son. We were sitting in the car coming back from a birthday party, and there was a magician there, and the magician was doing the stuff with the quarters and the. You know, all the whatever, the things coming out of the mouth. And my oldest son was like, man, that was amazing. I can't even believe it. Can you believe what we did with a quarter? And my daughter is maybe 6 at the time. And she goes, magic is not real. And he goes, what? Are you? Of course it is real. Magic is real. And my daughter was like, dad, tell him magic isn't real. And I was like, oh, no. Because basically, I mean, I was going to have to lie to one of them, but I figured I just wouldn't lie to the smarter one because she was clearly smarter than he is. And I go, yeah, man, there's no actual magic. It's like an illusion. And I literally was looking at him in the rearview mirror when I told him, and I could see part of his childhood fly out the window. Like that part of, you know, the innocence that believes in magic, that was gone. Like everything, I was like, oh, shit. Like it was horrible.
I used to actually be a magician when I was a kid.
Okay. What was your trick?
Well, what do you mean numerous tricks?
Name one. Can you do one now? Can you still do any?
Well, they were like mainly props tricks. I'll tell you, I kept going back to this magic store and I kept buying all these tricks. Like I could make balls levitate. I could do card tricks. I could do all sorts of stuff. Uh-huh. And I even did a birthday party for some kids once, wowed the shit out of them. And I had all my tricks. I'm serious. Like, I was.
You wowed the shit out of them? I mean, that's serious.
Like, I was going down that path.
Yeah.
Like, where I was
the magician
like,
path?
Yes. Yes. I was like, this is my calling. Like, I had books. I had studied. And I had all my tricks in a bag of tricks, if you will. Okay, listen.
If you will, I believe that is probably the bright name. Okay.
One day, my bag of tricks is just gone. It's just, I wake up, it's just like, where's all my magic stuff?
The ultimate magic trick.
Yeah.
You made your own bag of tricks disappear.
It was just kind of like, I scratched my head for like a week and was just like, are you sure, Mom? You know, it's like one of those things. Again, there's five kids. She's like, check under the bed. Check. Right. What do you probably did something. You know, it's like, they don't just leave, you know? And then, you know, when you lose something, eventually, like, you forget it's even lost.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it was just, eventually it was just gone. And then, like, a couple of years later, I was like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to be a magician. And I think my parents intervened.
Can I tell you something? Do you know that that is, and you will end up doing this with your kids, you know, how toys get lost? A lot of times when toys get lost, that's your parents going, that's enough of that toy.
Right.
I mean, we've done that a million times. My brother thought he was funny once, and he bought Jacob a drum set. And the drum set got lost the day after he got it.
So weird how they just...
I don't know what happened, buddy. I don't know what happened. I, if you were a magician, I'm not sure we'd have a whole lot to talk about.
We wouldn't be, because I would be in Vegas right now wowing the shit out of people.
Do you know, I got in trouble in Vegas. I went on TV and I was promoting maybe the show we did in Vegas together. And oh my God. And so they did a clip with David Copperfield before me. And so they were talking about, what do you think about Vegas? And I was like, what about that David Copperfield? And I don't know if the last time you saw David Copperfield, I'm like, but his eyebrows. And I was like, for a magician, I mean, he can make half of Vegas disappear, but he can't do anything. He can't make those eyebrows disappear. I mean, so the entire interview, all I did, whenever they asked a question, I brought it back to David Copperfield's eyebrows. I got a call
from Mr. Vegas,
from some of the people that he works with.
Oh boy.
Yeah. If you could,
I would mess with someone like David Copperfield in Vegas. That's how you wind up in a they found a body in the desert.
You think David Copperfield buries people?
I think
if he did, he would have buried Chris Angel a long time ago.
That guy's a hack.
A hack?
Yeah.
I mean, from one magician to another. I mean, listen. I know he's not doing any levitating ball tricks. Yeah. But what makes him a hack?
Because he's not even doing magic anymore.
None of them are.
No, but no.
No, dude, but you know it's not real, right?
There's a magician's like, I can't. It's hard to explain.
Are you going back to the magician's code? I see.
It's hard to explain to a non-magician.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like real skill in it, and I don't know if you've watched any Chris Angel recently, but he just like it's not even magic. It's like a reality show.
Give me an example of something that. Look, I mean, he does a live show, so he's got to do some illusions.
I guess he does. I guess
hard
he does.
For me to say on TV because he's got cameras.
Yeah,
and cuts.
You know what? His live show may be very entertaining and everything, but I'm just talking about. I watch his Believe TV
Mind
show.
Freak. Mind, he seems super annoying.
I bet I would get along with him though.
Really?
I don't know.
Which one magician guy to another?
You know,
you guys would swap tricks, or what would you show him? Your what would you, trick would you show him?
The
levitating ball trick. Can you imagine?
You make it sound so stupid. If it's a good trick,
the levitating. Yeah, it sounds great. The levitating ball trick.
Yeah.
How old were you when that was happening?
You know, I don't even remember. I was must have been like 7th and 8th grade.
Wow. I mean, if you had held on to it a couple more years, you would have guaranteed never seeing a vagina in high school. I mean, that's all you would have had to open up with is...
All the vaginas would just disappear.
You would have magically made the vaginas disappear.
But yeah. The thing is, like, I have to imagine, like for magicians, like, the competition is, like, not that much. Like, I bet I'd be the only, like, teenage magician in my town. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would go a certain amount just on, like, sheer just doing it alone. I would have gotten, like, somewhere.
Where? Who's hiring? Who throws a party? He's like, you know what? We need a magician.
I did my cousin Kelly's birthday. I already told you. God.
Yeah, but she was 13.
She was actually younger than me.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you're right. I mean, it's like, you'll always work. But it just depends how many bar mitzvahs you're interested in doing.
Hey,
I guess.
If you love what you do, you never actually work a day in your life.
I mean, exactly. You do bar mitzvahs and quinceañeras for the rest of your natural born.
I actually, I took my 4-year-old to the you know that magic store in Ventura, the Magic Apple.
Yes,
I took him there.
And was he like, "This is for nerds"?
Dad, what are we doing?
Did he say, "This is the stupidest thing"?
Well, I took him there to buy him some tricks. I ended up buying a couple for myself. I got back into the game, is what I'm saying.
You're in? Every time I try to get out, they suck me back in. All right, Jiffy. I'm looking at these, and I can't believe it. Okay. Things women think are hot, but men don't.
Magicians.
Magicians is number one.
No way.
No. No, it's not. Okay. Things women think are hot, but men don't. Being mean in bed. Here's what I would
wait,
say.
Wait, women think are hot, but men don't?
Here's what I want to, if any women actually are listening, here's what I want to cautionary tale to you. When you read Cosmo, which is written by women, and they are women giving you advice on what men want, you're barking up the wrong tree. Now, this website is for women by women. So it's not generally like, so it says here, a select few men are into the game, but usually if a guy likes you, he doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to call you a dirty whore. Or choke you.
Wait.
Which is that,
wait.
The exact opposite. Look, if I don't like somebody, I'm not risking calling them a dirty whore and then getting punched in the face. But you know, but part of being comfortable in a relationship is I want to be able to call you a dirty whore and choke you maybe, definitely. I mean, the choke move is coming in at some point in time. But that's what.
Wait, they saying girls think it's hot, but guys don't?
If a guy likes you, he doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to call you a dirty whore or whack you with a paddle or choke you. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. So if you start yelling orders in bed about all the gross things you want him to do and say, he'll probably be terrified. Okay. So number one, they're wrong. What do you think about that?
I'm confused.
They're saying men don't want that. If women do it, it'll scare us away.
Oh, guys you can't scare a guy away from vagina. I mean, you have to be really scary.
Yeah, I've had a woman throw up on me. And I was like, listen, I'm cool. Keep going if you are. That's all right.
Sorry, that's me.
That's all right. But I was like, I'm cool with keeping going if you are.
Do you think any girl would ever be cool with that?
No, if we threw up on them. But for me, like, look, we rinse it out, or I'll change my shirt, whatever you need to do. But if you can still keep going, I'm in. Like, I'm no quitter. But so, yeah, I agree with you. There isn't
So that was in the old days when you could hook up with a drunk girl.
Why do you say old days? Why do you say it like that?
Because it was the old days where you could hook up with a drunk girl.
Yes.
And kind of not really think anything about it. I heard a mom is now telling her son, before you have sex with a girl, get a text confirmation from her that gives you permission.
It's too much. Everything is too much. And here's the thing. There's too many lawsuits and listen, why is she saying just in case of the rape?
Yes. Yeah. So she can't say, oh, he raped me. It's like, I got a text. But I guess like, he could have gotten her phone. I mean, I don't know. But.
No, that's too. And you know what? Parents are too fucking involved. Look, part of my thing I really do believe is that one of the reasons that we're basically raising a generation of pussies who can't take care of themselves is because parents never let kids solve their own conflicts. If there's a fight on the playground, or if there's an argument on the, you know, between 2 6-year-olds on a playground, the parents come in and go, blah, 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 say you're sorry, instead of letting the kids figure out how to get out of it. There's no conflict. You don't, it's school too, because schools with, I mean, I get it with insurance and people getting sued, but there's no laws of the playground. When you go out on the playground, there's 9 fucking teachers out there solving every problem for you instead of you learning how to solve a problem yourself. So you got to be able to figure out how to get out of a rape all on your own. That's what I'm saying. No, but you know what I mean? Like,
but I remember one time in college, I was hooking up with this girl. We met at a bar.
Uh-huh.
We went back to like my friend's place. We're hooking up. Like midway through hooking up, she just like shoots up and is like, oh my God, where am I? What's going on? It's like a full on meltdown. Like I was freaked.
Did you get the chloroform out again and go, shh, 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 shh. You're okay. Just breathe this. You're okay. This is a handkerchief.
But I was, yeah, I was like freaked. I'm like, all of a sudden, like she was totally normal at the bar, on the way in the cab. And then all of a sudden she's just like, who are you? What's going on? Why am I here?
What happened?
Did
you bring her home?
What?
Did you bring her home?
No, I brought her to my friend's place. Oh. And then so I had to like call her sister, and then her sister had to come pick her up. It was like this whole like ordeal. And I'm just like, this is like pain.
In college, I went to a formal with this girl. And she and the girl that I was dating was off abroad. Not on abroad. She was off abroad.
Wait, you were cheating?
She was out for 5 months. So we had decided that everything was cool. Yeah. So when the girl came back, right, we started dating again. And she told me, yeah, Jennifer said, and this Jennifer... Maybe I should use a different name.
Well, too late.
Said that you date raped her. And I go, what? She goes, yeah. And I was like, no, that didn't happen. I said, we definitely had sex, but I did not date rape her. That did not happen. She was like, that's what she's saying. I go, to who? She was like, well, everybody, that's what everybody in our sorority. So I called Jennifer and I was like, what the fuck? And then she was, you know, she didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to talk about it. And later she turns out she was just like, I was embarrassed that I had slept with you and you were my friends, whatever. But I was like, but do you understand what...
Wow.
Do you understand what those two words that you thought were going to be harmless because you just told this one girl, but she told everybody?
And this is probably in 1970-something, right?
This was 1962, so...
See, you could have just gotten a text.
Yeah, but I can't. So we couldn't text back then. So, okay. All right. So okay.
Okay, yeah, go down the list more. We got
number two. Elaborate outfits. Often men don't know what to do with these. Like the laces and the, what are those called?
Wait, elaborate, like corsets. Lingerie outfits?
Yeah, corset, the boots, the buckles, stuff like that.
I'm totally okay with that.
I like the way they look in movies and in magazines. I don't want to see it walking into my bedroom. I don't want, it's too much, too hard to get off. Honestly, it's nice. And Beth is beautiful and I love, you know, but I, you know what? It's not the boots and you know what I mean? Jorge is shaking his, yeah. For me, I understand what you're saying. And in theory, in a movie, I think it looks great. You know what I mean? If right, babe? I'm talking about like corsets and boots and, oh. Yeah, but so that's my wife and my son. She's a beautiful woman, but she walks in a corset and boots and buckles, and that's too much. I got to take off.
Yeah, but it's a guarantee. It's on. Like, there's no going back from that. Like, if a girl puts that on, it's like a for sure thing.
Yeah, but
if she has sweatpants on, there's always a chance up until. It's on that it's like, oh, something happens.
Do you know the real sign that you're not getting any? If you roll over and she hasn't shaved her legs, you're not having sex.
Did the leg shave? Would that stop you?
No, I think most women, if they think they're going to have sex or they want to have sex, they shave their legs.
Really? Well, I mean, think on a regular date.
on a date, right? On a date.
But not for like married guys.
Yeah, probably not for us. Not for us, but she knows she doesn't need to do any lingerie for me. Like that's not.
Naked is best.
Thank you. My wife naked just said is naked best. Is best. Okay, so you and I,
we beg to differ a little
on this one. We disagree with this. And Jorge, I wish you had a microphone. You can feel it to chime in anytime. Okay, toys. Again, men are simple. If they come home to find you naked and waiting for them, they're excited. If you throw in some new positions, I'll appreciate that too. But when you start bringing toys and gadgets, most men feel intimidated. I don't agree.
I'm with you on this one.
I don't agree, but because you're making it seem like we're pussies. I don't agree. We're not going to be intimidated. I'll tell you something. Like, look, I'm down for I'm down. I'll try anything once. How do I know I don't like it? I'm not intimidated by anything.
No, we're intimidated by a pink rabbit. I have a pink guinea pig.
Huh? I'm not sure.
You can rewind now.
I'm not sure that makes any sense.
Chelsea lately, you know Josh from your time there. We get sent.
I got sent that huge boxes black and boxes. Dick.
You guys sent a huge black dildo.
Yeah, I got that in the garage.
We recently did a sketch with revolving around sex toys. So we're like, I guess we put the feelers out. Our producer Dan Mario put the feelers out to some sex suppliers.
Right.
They sent like $8,000 worth of sex toys to the office. Just like whoever.
Did you get a swing?
It wasn't like that great. It wasn't like a real doll or something. It was just like all the, basically it's all dildos. It's like any different way you can make a dildo, they've made it.
Right.
But I asked my wife, I was like, you know, like I actually have brought some home to her and she's just like, nah, just like bring it back. She's so not interested in it that like I'm more interested and she's
what about
just like,
handcuffs?
I never brought handcuffs home.
You know, some people either into handcuffs or they're not, but that's what they're saying, that we were intimidated by it. I disagree with them.
You like handcuffs?
I have such control issues. Like, again, I would try anything once.
Two-pump chump. I know how it is.
Yeah. but for me, it's not those guys.
Jorge can rewind that.
Not that kind of control issue. I mean, like, I need to be in control. Okay.
Jorge can rewind that.
No, actually, this is weird. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, no,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, those control issues. Those are the control issues I have, too.
But I would do it. I mean, I'm down for anything once. Like I said, I'm down for anything once. All right. So we kind of agree on that one, too, Jeff. See? Okay. Slobber kisses. Women think are hot, men don't. If you're doing this, you've been watching too much Jersey Shore. No man wants your tongue on his forehead.
What's a slobber kiss? That makes me sound old. I don't know. Is that just like I don't like sloppy kissing.
Yeah, I think it's like a sloppy kiss.
No, I'm not into that.
I'm not into that either.
Just like keep it normal.
Yeah.
That's actually a big turnoff.
Yeah.
If a girl's like really like sloppy kisser, it's like get a hold of yourself.
Yeah, it's one of the things I don't like that's in porn now too. There's too much spitting.
Spitting?
A lot of spitting in porn. You know what else? I don't like to see my porn stars kiss.
Really? Too intimate?
That takes me out.
Yeah, I never really think about that.
I don't like to see them kiss. Because they kiss so gross. It's all sloppy and it's too noisy.
Yeah, I don't
do
like
you know it's a noisy.
What about movie stars? You okay when they kiss?
Some. I just don't like noisy, sloppy kisses. So, and porn stars are noisy, sloppy. It's like they're chewing, they're eating a peanut butter sandwich. I don't like that shit at all.
That's no good.
No. Okay. So we agree on that one too. Jiffy, we could date, it seems like. Okay. Here you go. One thing that women think's hot, but men don't. Areola play. Do you like having a man? Oh, do you like having man areola hair in your mouth? No. Good, because men don't like having you. So they're saying men don't like to have their nipples played with. Huh.
I've never thought about it, to be honest.
Do you know a gay guy tweeted me a couple weeks ago. And the question was, do straight guys like to have their nipples played with, or is it just a gay thing? And I didn't think anything of it, really. But I don't, if I'm not against it, but it's not something that I need. It's like, you know, I always said that, you know, girls are so uniquely different. Like any different girl can tell you they like to be kissed. You know, one girl will be like, I like to be kissed in the neck. But another girl will be like, I like when you kiss like right up and down my stomach. It's sexy. Or another girl will be like, oh, I like a kiss in the back of my legs. You ask a guy who likes to be kissed, he's like, I got one spot. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need. And if you feel like you need to kiss my chest because you need to get like a head start going down, that's cool. But like, they're uniquely different. I don't need the areola play.
I think it's weird that guys have nipples and areolas.
What do you mean?
I just feel pretty detached from it. I mean, it's just so weird. It just seems like a feminine thing. Like I never had, well, maybe I've had them sucked at some point, but I don't.
I have.
I don't. I don't have any like
desire. Right.
My nipples are small and cold and just their own thing. I don't have any.
Jorge? 50-50?
50-50. One, he likes one aerial.
Yeah, you like your left one licked and you're. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm with you. I also heard, and I could be completely wrong, that the smaller the boobs, the more sensitive for women, the more sensitive the nipples.
Yeah.
I heard that too. I also read a stat the other day that 1% of women in this world can orgasm through you playing with their boobs.
Hmm.
How happy would that make you to go out with that girl?
Well, more how happy would make her.
Yeah, like, but
what
you know
what? Difference does it make to you?
Because guys are ego-driven beasts. So if we think that we can make a girl come by touching their titties, we're going to feel like the best in the entire... I mean, you're not ego-driven that way?
I do. I am always very disappointed if afterward, you know, I'm like, did you?
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, did you really, like you know, don't lie to me. Just like...
Think about how much worse it would have been if you had been a magician.
I'll make that orgasm disappear, young lady.
Yeah, you know, I think that is, look, I could be completely wrong, but I think that guys are ego driven enough where that's important for us.
Don't you think,
Jorge? Yeah, we're an ego. Do you think, you don't think so?
No, I think it's important.
I'm not saying, I would say this. We're also ego-driven enough where I think it's, for a lot of guys, it's more important that they have a good time.
Yes. I think at the end of the day.
Yes, I agree with that. But what I'm also saying is like, if you coupled that, if a guy felt like, I'm so fucking amazing that I can grab her boobs and she comes, that would be like, I mean.
I just know I'm not that amazing.
Okay. Do you and Allie, do you talk about how you would maybe spice it up?
Not really. Recently. I mean, like I said, we have a baby.
Yeah, kind of. All right, let's get off of this because I know that we're talk about your wife. We don't talk about your wife. Things women think are hot, but men don't. Comparison to exes. Huh. Women think that's hot?
They like who comparing who?
You're so much better than my ex.
Oh.
Or you're so much bigger than my ex.
Well, those are all good comparisons.
Doesn't make a man feel flattered. It makes him picture you sleeping with someone else. And it makes him realize that you were thinking of someone else while you were sleeping with him. That doesn't matter how nice you're trying to spin it. Well,
oh, we don't like comparisons.
I will tell you. And I think this is a male-driven thing also. And I don't feel this way either. But I do know some guys, they don't want to talk about it because in the back of their head, they know you're not a virgin, but they want to think that you're... Do you know what I mean?
They don't want the stripper virgin that knows her way around a pole, but what am I? What?
Yeah, but I did. But I learned it. I read. I did a lot of reading. That's how I know how to do that. I read it. Yeah, I think that's true. No?
No, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I don't, and it's weird because like my wife's like ex-boyfriend, like I know. He's
really?
Like, yeah, because he's from the same town and he's like actually a nice guy. And so it's like weird, like we're all like in the same online social, you know, network community.
I mean,
so like I can follow his, you know, what he's doing and what, you know, what he's up to. And it's like, I find myself comparing.
Yeah.
You know, but like,
have you ever asked Allie?
I really think she doesn't give two shits, but
no,
I compare, like, you know, I compare myself more because I know who her ex is and it's just kind of like, oh, he's doing good. And, or not that it matters, you know, like,
right.
You know,
do you ever be a dear? What's his name?
I'm not going to tell you his name.
Or do you ever say something like, Allie, Dave's not on TV, is he? Didn't think so.
Although Dave is a model.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's like the epitome of cool.
He like drives a motorcycle and stuff, and like he's like a cool model dude. Like,
yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Sorry, I brought that up. All right, last one,
Dave.
Yeah,
it's you want Dave on your podcast? Dave? No, it's not, but it's close.
Things women think are hot, but men don't. Acting hot. If a man is with you, it's because he already thinks you're hot. Maybe not. A man isn't waiting to see your hot side in the bedroom. Huh? So don't feel like you have to bring things to a whole new level once you sleep together. Don't try to do things you think you'll find hot, like screaming in bed or bringing in toys. What? I mean, this is why you should not. Women should take it. We do want you to bring the hot into the bedroom. That's something that's, we hot, like that.
Right.
Don't you think?
I think if you're a woman and you've read this far into this article that you're reading,
yeah,
that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Wants to be a baby. Yeah. Listen, and here's the truth of the matter is, the truth is, I mean, we like all that stuff, but you also don't have to do too much because what you have is a vagina. And we'll follow that basically everywhere, no matter how you dress it up. Here's the thing. Do I like big, bushy, 70, looks like you got Aretha Franklin and a leg lock pubic hair? No. But if you got it, am I going to say, I'm not doing that? No. Like, the bottom line is, I know what I prefer, but at the end of the day, I'm taking Beth with how she rolls in. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think girls, what do you think about the male bush?
It's got to be trimmed up.
Do you think a girl ever kicks a guy out of bed because his bush isn't right?
No, but you know what? I was thinking about this earlier today. Ready? Okay. Men and women, who do you think is more likely to date an uglier partner, men or women?
I think girls are more likely to date an uglier guy.
I think so too, right? Don't you?
Totally.
But who, as a 21-year-old, is more likely to date a 40-year-old? Is a young woman more likely to date an old man or a young... No. Let me rephrase that. Have sex with, not date. And no sugar daddy situation. So say you're out at a bar, right? 40-year-old man, 21-year-old woman, or 21-year-old man and 40-year-old woman.
For like a one-night stand?
Yes.
I guess the cougar maybe has the advantage there.
Yeah, but because, again, it goes back to, I think a guy, if I'm looking at the, I'm going to do this one time, I'm in. But so what do you think that says about us? Well, I think you're right. I think women are definitely more likely to date down than men. I think so.
Well, because they value things that aren't all aesthetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what they think, like, there's confidence is sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
but yeah.
If someone's a good dad or yeah. a nice person, it's like, you know.
Why did you just name two qualities that you have?
Because I'm just saying girls aren't always looking for models on motorcycles.
Dave, I hope you're listening. But yeah, I think you're right. I think, but I think as far as dating, not one night stand, but dating, more likely that a 21-year-old girl goes out with dates a 40-year-old man
yeah.
than a 21-year-old guy dates a 40-year-old yeah, yeah, yeah. woman. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm asking you your opinion, and that's what you came up with?
With, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Yo, man.
Well, because I you kind of were talking as if you had the answer. You
no,
just
no, no.
Me
I was thinking
say,
about it today. I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about, or maybe it was, I was thinking about it last night. I think I was thinking about it today. I had some gummy bear last night. It was.
You were thinking about men and women?
I was writing some jokes last night, which turns out when I'm super high, aren't as funny in the morning. When I woke up this morning, I'm like, the joke about that Christmas tree is not funny. Do you want to try to do our other smash hit?
Other song?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, this could be a little bit of a train wreck getting through, but I mean, if people have listened to this far, they deserve it.
Yeah. Let's do it. This one...
Unreleased.
Have we ever called... We played this one once, but we played it...
On your old show.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember how it goes?
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's see.
Just bear with us.
I love your eyes, I love your smile, I love your face, I'd walk a million miles to see your...
Yeah, I said face.
Yeah.
I love your eyes, I'd love your smile, I love your breath, I'd walk a... No,
that's mine.
What's another part of the woman's body?
Wait, start with...
I love your eyes, I love your smile, I love your... Here, it doesn't matter. Watch.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I love your
eyes. I don't remember
eyes,
my words either.
I love your smile. I love your legs. I'd walk a million miles to see your face and hold you tight. To smell your breath and be with you all night. There anything I wouldn't do, but you ought to know. I think your mom is hot too. I think your mom is hot too. I do, I do, I do, I do. I love her saggy mom boobs. I do, I do, I do, I do. Don't be mad, you're from the same genes. If I had you both, it would be my wet dream. I want you to know I will always love you.
I would never disrespect your house.
Oh no. But when your mom makes me spaghetti,
I wanna put my meatballs in her mouth.
Don't be mad, don't scream and cuss. I've got a plan for the three of us.
I got some wine, give her a sip. I'll take it slow, I know she's got a bad hip.
It's time for sex. Spread her legs.
Can't knock her up because she's out of eggs.
I think your mom is hot too. I do, I do, I do, I do. I love her saggy mom boobs. I do, I do, I do, I do. Please don't cry, I still love you. And one last thing, I think your dad is hot too.
Yeah, buddy, that's not
bad.
You
know, we fought through it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was hard. But we listen, it's first song
it's hard to remember lyrics you write when we're eating gummy bears. And
yes. Now, I will tell you that, and I'm looking at Twitter right now, and there's a lot of people who can't send in suggestions for what we could, because we like to improv a song or two. So here are our options. Bubble baths.
Bubble baths. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Yeah. Which we could do about the holidays.
Okay.
Sean Thornton, which is funny. Okay. Ugly mermaids. Interesting.
A creative one.
Okay. Or dogs with jobs. I mean, we could do one about the holidays.
It is the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It seems most fitting.
Yeah, you want to do one? Now, we did one about where we ended up in a sewer with sewer babies.
Sewer babies, yeah.
Yeah, sewer babies ended up a little different. But let's, do you want to start with the holidays? Is that how we're going to, you like that?
What do you like?
You come up with a master hook and then we'll figure something out. I'm here in the holidays with my family.
I put up some Christmas lights in my front yard. They never got lit.
I have to pretend I like my family.
Even though my family is shit. I got a tree in my living room.
Yeah. I can't wrap presents at all. I put them in bags.
And then I put them out on the curb for the kids.
And I watch them all. What rhymes with bags? I didn't have anything.
These holidays are about as shitty as this song.
And as a Jew, I wish Christmas would last just as long as Hanukkah. Hanukkah. This might be our worst one ever. Hold on. We got thrown off with shit. We'll start it one more time. This is going to be about holidays, but it's going to be about...
Wait, I had actually an idea about a holiday song once.
Go.
I was listening to that song, I Saw Mom Kissing Santa Claus.
Yep.
And I was thinking about it, like, you know, it's like a happy song kind of, but I'm like, well, if the kid believes in Santa Claus, that's kind of fucked up. There's a lot of crazy shit going on there. Because, like, is Santa cheating on Mrs. Claus? Mm-hmm. Is your mom going to leave your dad for Santa? Like, yep. What's happening? This kid must have kind of been like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe we could write a song about that.
Do you want to sing it from the kid's perspective?
Yeah.
Okay. You start. First line.
Okay.
So this is from the kid's perspective.
I saw Mom kissing Santa Claus last night.
I was very scared. I was missing my daddy.
He must have been working. I don't know where he was. But I saw Mama's tongue
on Santa's fatty.
Are we gonna have to move to the North Pole?
I had no idea Santa liked that hole.
Oh,
it's hole. Are my stepbrothers gonna be asshole elves?
I don't know what rhymes with that.
You gave me elves. You gave me elves? I get shelves.
See?
Oh, man. This is... You know what?
We're off tonight with our improv songs. Babe. No, I want you to give me one topic for a song and we're going to nail it. Go.
You cut these songs out?
No. We keep them in. No, anything. No, Chewie's not gonna like that. Goats?
Yeah. Goats.
Okay.
They're the most forgotten animal on the farm.
They're goats and they got no arms.
Do they say ba? No, that's the sheep. They say
ga.
Ga.
Wait, what is the noise the goat makes?
No, ma,
No, they scream. Haven't you seen the videos of the
sheep
screaming goats?
Sheep say ba, right?
But goats scream. Not like that. I got to tell you, Jif, I mean, we're a little out of practice with our improv songs. We may have to just figure out how to...
Well, you know what?
We just might need to get back in the studio. Jacob, what sound does a goat make?
What?
What sound does a goat make?
Sound does a goat make?
Yeah.
Goat.
Hey.
Well, that is a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like a goat. They're kind of similar.
Jeff, so here, tell me what you think about this and what would happen to you. You're in China. You ask somebody for directions. You mysteriously pass out. You wake up, and there is a shotgun in your asshole.
A shotgun?
Nope, shot glass.
What?
That's what happened to this guy.
He's an American?
Nope, Chinese.
Oh.
He was walking home. Three men stopped him and asked for directions. He says he lost consciousness and remembers waking up, knelt behind the van with the strangers next to him. He said he got home, noticed some bleeding, and went to the hospital, and he had a shot glass in his...
That's a mystery.
It seems like we're missing some pieces to the story.
I want to know what happened from the other guy's perspective.
Yeah, you just don't go... Somebody asked me for directions, and I became unconscious.
You think this guy's lying?
Well, we're missing a part where he wanted a shot glass in his ass.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you don't just... Somebody... The three of us asking you for directions, and you don't remember how you got unconscious?
I guess, you know, I'm so, like, gullible. Like, I just believed his story. But now I'm thinking, okay, he's a Chinese guy. He got into...
Wait, you're racist now?
No.
I'm just curious. You said you had to throw that he was Chinese, so this...
you introduced that part of the story.
Yeah, but it's not important.
Okay, I mean, so yeah. You're a guy.
Yeah.
You have a boyfriend. He put something up your butt.
Yeah.
And you're ashamed. So it's like a fourth grader's excuse. I was walking home.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom. I swear.
It seems like the worst excuse of all time. Yeah. Three guys pulled me over and put a shot glass in my ass.
That would mean that these three guys are like, okay, this is what we're doing today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, we got to find the right guy.
We can take his money?
No. No.
Nope.
You going to steal his wallet? Nope. What about his car? Uh-uh.
Beat him up?
Nope. We're going to glide the shot glass in very nicely. We're going to use proper lubrication, and we're going to leave it there like a trick.
And he's got to not know what happened, so we're going to knock him out.
That's the crazy thing. And the crazy thing is that you would think that's the worst excuse of all time. Because that's how it comes up. Like, the three guys would need to be like, that's what they were.
Okay, here's a question.
Okay.
Let's say you and your gay lover... got a shot glass put up your butt. Okay. You go to the hospital and you can't use that excuse. What is your excuse?
Why can't you use that excuse?
I'm just saying, because you're ashamed. You don't want to say.
I would do the anal chugging excuse.
I was trying to get drunk by taking shots up my butt.
Yep. That's what I would do.
That's pretty good. I would believe
or
that.
I would say I didn't want to get pregnant. So it was like a dental dam. And then that they would say, the guy would say, you can't get pregnant anally. And I'd be like, oh. How's that? Yes. Thanks, babe.
I'm going to get in bed.
Okay, we're done in a couple minutes.
Good night.
That's great because he explains it right here.
Yeah. No, that's not his idea. But so that is that's the crazy thing is that, like, I would think I would go dental dam and think I could get an anal baby or anal chug. Yes.
I would just say that I got jumped by the three guys.
But why would they shove a shot glass in your asshole?
Maybe they have some weird fetish.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk to emergency room doctors, and I had a friend of mine who's an emergency room doctor, and he would send me pictures of, guess what I found in someone's asshole? And he would send me a picture, and I'd be like, why are you sending me that picture? And he was like, it's funny, right? I'm like, no, there's not a whole lot funny. But he said... Recently, he was, there was like a 40-year-old woman, and she came in and she was like, so here's the deal. I have a problem. And there was a problem. She'd put the vibrator in her butt, but it went all the way up and it was still on. So it was vibrating inside of her.
That's a problem.
Yeah. And so the guy was like, He took it out and he was like, do you want it back? And she was like, no, thank you. But here's the thing. They're sick. So he left that vibrator that he took out of someone's asshole on his friend's desk. Like, they're disgusting. They're worse than we are.
That's scary.
Yeah. All right. Here's a question I got to ask you because we're going to wrap this up. Do you want to attempt one more song or should we?
I think that was so embarrassing.
Yeah. It was bad all the way around. I'm embarrassed for us, but we're going to write some more. And
we'll write some more. And, you know, we've had, you know, I'm sure the Beatles had some bad days.
I will say this is our first bad one. This is as far as improvising a song. But I think I don't think that was our best foot forward. But, look, we're rusty.
We are rusty. We can't expect.
No.
You can't expect a football team to go out on the field and.
No, we're rusty.
Hit home runs, you know? Yeah.
Don't say that. Football team don't hit.
Well, you know, the proverbial home run.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I was just happy that we get the two songs we do know relatively down.
Yeah, we didn't forget them too bad.
Yeah, the Christmas, the Hanukkah, and the goat song.
That's our little Christmas treat for the people who listen to that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll come back and we'll do the Super Baby song again. Now, I do want to thank Miller Lite for sending me two cases of, they're not coming out till March, those cans, but they're going back to the original design on the can, and Jiffy was drinking them tonight. They're delicious.
Yeah, I love Miller Lite. A fine pilsner, it says.
It is a fine pilsner. You know what? Do you think anyone's named their kid Pilsner yet?
I hope so.
Do you know what I thought somebody should name their kid as Doctor? Dr. Wolf?
But they're just a total...
Yeah, I mean, the one problem with naming your kid Doctor is that there's going to be a lot of fucking pressure on that kid to be... I mean, if the home... What
Wasn't
if he's a homeless
Doc
guy?
Doc Gooden?
I don't think his real name was Doctor. But I think... What about Dr. Wild for your next kid? Professor? Senator?
Senator.
President. Senator Wild. Just something to think about. Is there anything you would like to announce to anybody?
Jorge. He's good.
You? You were on the round table tonight, so that doesn't help you.
No, yeah.
You're not on the road much?
No. Follow me on Twitter.
At?
Jiffy Wild.
I will be... at Zany's in Chicago, January 2nd to the 4th. And I'll be in New Year's Eve.
Be in Chicago 2nd to the 4th? You know, Fran Joel's going to be there.
Yeah, and I'll be in New Year's Eve. I'll be with Sarah Colonna in Iowa.
Damn.
At a casino.
And then in 2014, I'll be opening for Josh.
Yeah.
Opening wide so he can put his shot glass in.
Yeah, we're going to do the shot glass tick. That's how we're going to close it out. Jiffy, you think he was a magician before?
It was a pint glass when it went in.
We're going pint glasses. Jiffy, always fantastic to see you. And
always a pleasure.
Thanks for dressing up. We'll see you guys next week.
Dude up. Dude up.